FM and Resurrection. That was Action Pumping and Just Who Are the Cockle Shell Heroes. Now that's taken from the compilation album Under the Bridge 2 : A New Compilation, which is out on April the 5th on Skepwax. Now if you don't know Action Painting, one of Sarah Record's most combative and political groups, a UK band who reportedly recorded their first demo after a punch-up between the singer and guitarist. Interestingly enough, I heard a similar story about public service broadcasting when I interviewed them. I think the two guys had a bit of a punch-up before they actually got together. Anyway, that's on Under the Bridge 2. Keep an ear out for that when it comes out in April. Might be playing another track from it on next week's show. Letitia Sadier before that, and she has a brand new album, Wanting for Love, out in about 3 weeks' time. Looking forward to hearing that, if the singles are anything to go by. That was one of them, Ponsa, Non-Acceptable. Going to go back a couple of years now. It's about 2 years to the week since I saw Franz Ferdinand in the smallest venue I ever saw them in, which was Concord 2 in Brighton. What an absolutely brilliant night that was. They were touring their album Hits to the Head. Well, they weren't really touring. It was a record shop in store, which they moved to a slightly bigger venue, so everyone's a winner. And this is one of two singles that they released at the time. I think this is the last new music they've committed so far. And this is one of my favourite songs that they've ever done. Absolutely love this one. This has the Franz Ferdinand sound all the way through it from start to finish. This is Curious.
Thank you.
Mix FM and Resurrection. That's the current single from Bug Eye, came out a couple of months ago now. Dancing Out in the Dark. They are organising the Crow Crow Land Festival again in Croydon later this year. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, unfortunately, which is a real pain for me. I'm going to try and get there if I can, but I've got a feeling it's just not going to work with my diary. Anyway, Teenage Riot before that. Can't find out a great deal about them, but they are a band from Hong Kong. They're not on Twitter. You can find them on Facebook at Teenage Riot HK because, as I mentioned, they are from Hong Kong. And they've just released an album, We Are Full, on January the 26th. That one was taken from it. Brand new music now from My Life Story. We've been featuring this on the show for the last few weeks. They have their fifth album, Loving You Is Killing Me, set for a physical release on their own Xylophone Records on February the 9th. This is Running Out of Heartbeats.
My heart can't take it.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection Ride and Peace Sign, taken from their new album Interplay, which is going to be their first one since This Is Not a Safe Place from 2019. Now, the new album is out on March the 29th. Looking forward to hearing that. Managed to interview Mark Gardner a couple of years ago at the Latitude Festival. Absolutely lovely guy. Had a great time there. Bloca Cola before that, and Famous Doctor Pavilion, a track that we would have played for the first time back in October or so when his new album Quasars and Fluff was released on Bandcamp. But that one's just been released now to streaming services, so we're giving that another play. And he says, I'd ended up on the wrong floor of a building near where I live in China, a private healthcare place. Now he says, dodgy English or Chinglish is a regular feature here, and where you had to wait to see a doctor was called the Famous Doctor Pavilion, which obviously inspired the title of the song and led him to an imaginary place not too far from the world we live in anyway. You can find that at Blokeacola, blokeacola.bandcamp.com. Going to ease ourselves nicely into the oldies section of the show now. Can't believe it's 19 years to the day since Silent Alarm was released. Block Party's debut album reached number 3 in the UK album charts from it. This is Banquet.
I'm He winks at his friends and they laugh at her later. He's cleaning the car on his pebble-dash driveway. New shiny leather he got for his birthday. He reads Harold Robbins, he flirts with his neighbour. He loves her at breakfast, he's reading the paper. He dreams of a roller, she dreams of a fast getaway. He's not a prince, he's not a king, she's not a wife. She's not too smart. He's got his fashion, she's got his art. I think I told you right from the start. You were just my in between, just my in between. You're such an in betweener. Subscription to Penthouse. She goes up the corner, she sees Harry Conway. She says to herself that she'll meet him on Monday. He dreams of a roller, she dreams of a fast getaway. He's not a prince, he's not a king, she's not a workable or anything. It makes no sense. Another year, what kind of age you said would get you here? He's nothing special, she's not too smart. He's got his fashion, she's got his art. I think I told you right from the start. You were just my in between, just my in between. He's not a prince, he's not a king, she's not a work of art or anything. It makes no sense. Another year, what kind of age is that? We'll get you here. He's nothing special, she's not too smart. He doesn't listen, she doesn't laugh. I think I told you right from the start. Now it's much too late to ask me where I've been. You were just my in-betweener.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. A couple of great songs from the mid-90s. First, you heard Franklin Waters and Indian Ocean. Another song that reminds me of when Phoenix FM started broadcasting. I mentioned McCarmont and Butler earlier in the year now. The Frank's second album, The Grand Parade, came out in 1997. I think it must have been about 5 years after their debut. And they kind of went missing for a few years. I managed to interview them just before their comeback in 1996. And they've never really gone away since. Always bigger in their native Ireland than they were in the UK. That was my favourite single of 1997 as well, Indian Ocean. After that, In Betweener from Sleeper, from their debut album Smart, which came out in 1995. Another big album, reached number 5 in the UK album charts. And their last studio album, The Modern Age, came out a few years ago, and that was a top 10 album as well. Now next up, I think one of my musical highlights of the year last year, and this is no mean feat in a year that Blur toured, but it was great to see Pulp live once again. I caught them at their Hammersmith Odeon gig, front row in the circle, absolutely fantastic seats. Played a lot of Pulp songs over the years, but this one always grabs me. It's just so familiar and so different from their 1994 album His and Hers. This is Babies.
At least outside I heard her. Alright. was alright for a while. Just now want anymore. I wanna see as well inside. I hid inside her wardrobe, and she came home and fall. Whistle kid called David, and from the garage of the road, I listened outside, I heard her. Alright. When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, 'cause you might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me. Oh yeah, me was coming on. And I thought I heard you laughing. When it's the moment that we're gone, I listened outside, I heard you. Alright.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. I have been playing a lot of Kinnicky in the car over the last month or so, and I cannot help sneaking their songs into my show every week as a result of it, from their debut album At the Club from 1997, reaching number 9 in the UK charts. That was Nightlife. Sun Hits the Sky from Supergrass. Now, I don't think that's the song that people go to when they think of Supergrass, but what an absolutely fantastic album that came from. In It From The Money, the single was great, obviously, as well. Reached number 2 in the UK album charts the same year, 1997. Going back to 1989 now, and The Wonder Stuff, one of the bands who changed my musical outlook, I think. As a teenager in the 80s, I was listening to a lot of pop stuff. I listened to a lot of eclectic stuff. I loved punk music when I was young, like The Clash and XTC. But I liked a lot of pop, and I liked a lot of prog music as well. And this is one of the bands that grabbed me and took me on the road that I'm on today. From their second album, Hup, from 1989, Don't Let Me Down Gently.
Yeah.
Armchair and a Kiss from Kingmaker from their 1992 album Sleepwalking. And that's pretty much it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back next week. And you can catch up on all our shows at phoenixfm.com. Give us a follow on social media if you enjoyed it. Let us know what you thought. Going to leave you with a track from 2016. Asylums, band from Southend on a Southend label, Cool Thing Records, from their debut album Killer Brainwaves. This is Joy in a Small Wage. I'll see you next week.